This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, midweek Wednesday, folks, here in the month of October. It is the 9th of October, 2024. Getting straight on into it here with golf, men's golf, K-State men's golf involved in the Big 12 match play. After 2 days, we did not recap day one of this tournament, so we're going to go straight into what happened yesterday as they're about to enter into the third and final day of the Big 12 match play. Down south, Hockley, Texas, the K-State men's golf team put together, once again, a couple more victories over UCF and Houston yesterday during the third and fourth rounds of the Big 12 match play. Down there at Houston Oaks Golf Course, Wildcats courted 3 wins. Actually, 3-1-1 win over UCF in the morning session before defeating Houston 3-2 in the afternoon session there. Grant Robbins in a post presser here after day two. Another impressive performance by this K-State men's golf team. Quote, I am really proud of the guys in the way they competed today. And then Corey Inning goes over and continues here. Quote, in the win over UCF, we got down early and just kept at it, making some clutch putts to get the win. I thought we played really well against Houston. It was a hard-fought match that went back and forth all afternoon, but we were able to close it out at the end. We are looking forward to a solid finish tomorrow. Sorry about that. this is what you're looking for, right? If you're Grant Robbins, and of course last year was a down year. This time around, it's a little early, but they've looked pretty good here so far in this Big 12 match play here. Continue with the steam here a little bit. Senior Nicholas Mason led the Wildcats with a pair of one-up victories yesterday, defeating UCS Mark Keller in the morning session there, and then beating, well, look at that. How about this? Mason defeating, listen to this name, Lawrence Swidren of Houston. Swidren was a former K-State Wildcat. How about that? Did not know that. Didn't realize he transferred over there. K-State also 5-3 win. Cody Valachek continues his early season success there for K-State over Houston's Grant Dodgett, a transfer from Virginia Tech. Valachek led by one hole through the first 11 before taking control of the match there as well. Of course, the Wildcats' third win of the afternoon yesterday came against Houston from the young freshman, Fionn Dobbin, 2-1 victory over Jacob Burrow as he maintained a two-hole lead in the last couple of holes of that particular match there as well. Going down here to other action here, the Wildcats also received one-up win from McCrary. McCrary. Yeah, we got to go over this kid at some point. I mean to go through these rosters, but I just have not done that. So that's on me on that one. So McCrary for K-State getting a win over Chase Haygood of UCF there as well. And then, yeah, McCrary had a good afternoon yesterday there as well. And how about this? Some other news here from the Shocker Invitational here that I took some notes of. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third here on this Wednesday here. K-State men's golf about to begin their third final day in the Big 12 match play here. A little bit of a side note here from the Shocker Invitational. How about this? K-State, Tyler Strong, top 20 over there down there in Wichita there for the Greer Jones Shocker Invitational down there in Newton, Kansas as well. So Tyler Strong, originally from Olathe, Strong went over par 73 yesterday, apparently with a couple of pair of birdies, and then of course a pair of birdies on the day, and then bring his birdie total for the three-round event to -7. there. Alex Lindstrom also. So they split this up. Interesting here from Grant Robbins here to kind of split the roster up here. So apparently a couple of K-Staters went down to Newton for this. The other one, Alex Lindstrom, he rallied back to cap off the tournament there for an even par 72. He was plus 11 on the leaderboard there. He was tied for 56 overall down there to 11 over par 227. Sophomore Harry Bent also is down there. He was tied for 61st at a 14 over par 230 there as well. So, man, so you're talking about some goodies right there from the men's golf team down there. So kind of a split squad. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is sort of taking a little page from the book from spring training, where you have some of your roster, for instance, some of your roster, we're just going to put this out there. Some of your roster is playing in Manhattan, Kansas, and then the rest of your roster is going playing in Salina. So that's kind of what we're looking at here. So you have majority of your team down there in the Big 12 match play in Hockley, Texas, and just a couple others getting that experience in Kansas. That's actually a pretty good strategy there from Coach Roberts there. It's on the way down to Texas. Go ahead and get these young guys for the exception of that for Harry Bent. But still, you're getting them more playing time, of course, getting them ready for later on in the golf schedule there as well. Like I said before, K-State Men's Golf will continue to finish up the Big 12 match play here in another, when this podcast comes out, it's probably be the first thing that goes on the feed, on the Pro Project podcast feed, first thing, and then probably they'll probably start off right away. So definitely there's going to be the morning session and then the off and then the afternoon schedule as well. So K-State men's golf, some good things coming out of there for the golf team, men's golf team, as they conclude Big 12 match play today on the final round. And of course, got thrown in here while I'm at it. Kansas City Royals tonight, game 3 against the New York, the hated New York Yankees tonight, Kauffman Stadium. My gosh. I'm not going in the game, but I would assume, I shouldn't tell y'all this, but holy smoke, it's going to be electric. So it's the playoffs, damn it. It has to be that time, but especially around here with the way things have been going the last, couple days with the Chiefs and Royals playing on the same day and both winning. And then you have the series, by the way, is even for those of you who've been kind of living under a rock. And now the Royals have it set up to where they could possibly end the Yankees season and go to ALCS. But there's still a lot of baseball to be played yet. So we'll see what happens. But with the rest of that series down there. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the rest of K-State men's golf team. Can they end on a strong note down there in Hockley, Texas, here today for the Big 12 match play? The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Here, this is included. This K-State sports week, really kind of the start. Well, really, Monday was the start of a gigantic week across the board, including for yours truly. He'll be hitting the road. That's me. I'm talking about myself in third person. He'll be hitting the road for Chicago in another day, 2 days. So definitely looking forward to that and just getting it. Not just, you know, since relocating, haven't had any off time really since relocating up here. So I'm just looking forward to all of it. And definitely looking forward to getting up there and hitting the ground running, literally, this weekend. All that is just waiting for the cars that are just waiting for us up there in Chicago, Illinois. You guys will have content throughout the weekend. I have that. We'll have something Saturday. And, of course, probably a reaction. I might do the reaction for K-State Colorado probably later in the afternoon. I know the marathon, I'm going to take a part of the Chicago Marathon. I'm going to take a part of it in the morning. And then, I might do the reaction while I'm up there. and have that out on Sunday night before returning home on Monday. So that's kind of what I look at from that schedule. And then we're going to be women's basketball focused this weekend. So be paying attention to that throughout a huge weekend around college athletics. That's going to do it for right now on this edition, golf edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. We will reconvene. Speaking of reconvene, I got to give them metrics here at some point before heading up to Chicago, because the way that these playoffs, and of course the Braves were in it before they get knocked out by the Padres last week. So, and then the Falcons played on that Thursday. And then of course, with all the attention now on the Royals now, the Chiefs have a bye week this week. So we're definitely going to squeeze it in here next week for sure, because it's just the last couple weeks with sports and everything else in between has been super crazy. But Podbean. Yeah, you see, there you go. Podbean app. Make sure you download the Podbean app, guys. If you don't have it already, download the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer from Kansas City, Missouri. This is another edition. Let's wrap this up. Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Go Cats.